deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 29th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And happy Maroon Sunday. Yeah, we're switching it up a little bit. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I will be joined in a minute by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, Mr. Flashy, aka King Shingle. And in today's pod, I'm going to start out a little differently, and I'm going to give you a little update real quick on everyone's favorite topic. That's right, my fantasy football team. Last one of the year, I promise. And it's a good one. So, my shitty ass team, the little engine that couldn't, the Joshy Washies, with my terrible starting record, quarterbacked by, of course, Josh Allen, somehow made a comeback all the way to the playoffs, got into the dance, and who do I match up with? You guessed it, ladies and maroons. I match up with the indomitable, the immovable force of absolute nature, Mama I Hubgree. Can't make this stuff up. And while this titan of fucking industry, right, this Mama I Hubgree is watching these fantasy score updates on his Nokia phone, wearing his wife beater, right, sitting on a stained couch, probably eating Doritos in one hand and drinking a White Claw in the other, you know, probably streaming a Roku to his 22-inch Westinghouse TV, yelling at his partner, get him another refill. He needs another black cherry. While he scratches his zit-covered back, you know. He has a passion fruit White Claw. Forget black cherry. He just went passion fruit. Using his angelical vocal cords to cheer at his perfect fantasy football team. I paint a picture because this absolute hero deserves it. Because guess who ended up winning our matchup? That's right, not the Joshy Washies who obsessively stare at their phone, sweating at every drop, making the most waiver moves of the year, all to overthink it as usual and drop his regular tight end, whom he had the entire year, only to start someone who absolutely shit the bed, even though they had a great matchup on paper, and the quarterback threw for 4,000 fucking yards in one game, and none of it going to the tight end that the Joshy Washies pick up, of course. No, to every other tight end not named Joshy Washies tight end. Only for the Joshy Washies to realize if they just start the original tight end, they would have just won. A story in fantasy football as old as love and space and time itself. No, I tell you all this not because I'm frustrated that I lost yet again in the playoffs. Not because I question the cosmic balancing of the universe when someone named Mama I Hubgree with a racist profile pick gets to horseshoe up his ass, lucky, fucking win a fantasy football championship. His quarterback is Jacoby Brissett. I mean, no, Now, I tell you all this because I want to find peace in the madness. So please, say it with me. My mantra going into next year, the pearl of wisdom I can pull from all this chaos, from all this just absolute just year after year frustration. Don't drop Kyle Pitts, you maroon. You drafted him. Don't drop Kyle Pitts. Anyway, this is a very football heavy pod in light of the season coming to an end and all that. So with that, let's get back on track and talk about what's in store for the pod today. And we continue the love for Chad Powers. And we talk about everyone's favorite unsung hero, the white male athlete past his prime, reliving his glory years. Nothing better. Then we jump into what is, for me at least, a normal football Sunday. And we go off the rails, as we often do, doing impersonations of the Fox NFL Sunday pregame crew. That eventually, as all our impersonations do, just turns into Shaq. And then we end the pod with some new, I'm gonna give her the blank names. Those are always a good time. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, save me here. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
What's that show about, like, the quarterback, and he's like, he pretends he's a college kid.
Oh,
when
God.
You love
the Chad Powers.
Chad Powers, yeah, that's God. What it reminded me of. Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, man. Chad fucking Powers.
Chad Powers.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
The West is of the West Virginia. The West. We are the most west of the West.
That's your trailer joke. That's the trailer joke. That's the, hey, we got him now. Hook, line, and sinker.
Chad Powers.
And he's like fucking 40. He's in Running Man. He's in this upcoming movie, Running Man. He plays like, he's a grown man. He's a 40-year-old man. We'll go back and call. What if I did my career over? All you have to do is take one look. You're like, oh, you're an old man, aren't you? You look nothing like someone in college. He's like,
the West is of the West Virginia.
Well, you fooled me.
West. That was like, what I remember you said it the first time you said it. I didn't hear what you were saying. I just heard, Now I'm hearing why it's hearing. So enraging. Yeah. The West of the West Virginia. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yes. So,
Powers on who? Stream now. Like, you fucking dipshits. Like, this whole place should burn.
You guys chose the West of the West Virginia.
And now here you are. Chickens come home to roost. AI alien said, we're going to wipe it all clean because you guys are too dumb.
Because you guys went,
because of Chad Powers. You guys looked at me like, well, Danny, is this fair? And I'm like, it's the most fair ruling I've ever seen. Westest of the West.
You guys had single drunk female. You canceled it because you don't want to portray a messy woman in her 20s. Heaven forbid. Yep. So you said, you know what? We're going to replace it with a feel-good story about a man well past his prime, who says, I am going to relive the glory days. This is the West Virginia. That's what you replaced it with. Yeah.
And everyone's favorite hero, the white male athlete who's past his prime. And he's like, hey, remember when I used to be a thing back in high school and college? Everyone's like, regale me more of how good you were. I was so good. Like Popeye, my hero. How many yards? I got 4 touchdowns against Poke High. I got 4 touchdowns against the Westies of the West Virginia. Like, oh, you should be shot on sight.
Terry Bradshaw, who was in an episode of Married with Children, is he still commentating on football?
He is, but he can like barely get out sentences anymore. I mean, I'm not much better, but he can. My excuse is I smoke a lot of weed and I'm a maroon. He's on national TV getting paid a lot of money. Yeah. I get it. It's advanced age and concussions probably. But yeah, he's like up there and he's just like, hey, you know, the Broncos got a score here with who's that? Oh, man, I don't know that guy's name. That's all right, really what's that? Good. The Chargers?
That's a really good impression. Oh, my God.
And it's like, yeah. And then he's just like, so Tom, what about you, Tom? What do you think, Tom? And it's like, you just kicked that to Tom. What are you kicking to Tom? Tom's like, yeah, well, you know, when I was quarterback, you know, I really studied, you know, the game. People don't really study anymore. No one really tries, you know, look how skinny my face is. This doesn't look normal, does it? I shouldn't get skinnier as you get older, right? Look how gaunt I look. Is this hot to you ladies? Or is it the money? Tom, you're going a little off now, off script. And then Bradshaw's like, all right, so you know, this Bo Nix guy, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. And they're like, Fox. Get ready for the Panthers Falcons. And I'm like, this game sucks. This game's going to be ass. That's my usual 9:30 a.m. To be yelling at the TV. Sunday. Oh, Sunday's yelling at the Fox pregame. How horrible it is. They always have some gimmicky fucking little skit they got to show. You know, look, this is how silly Chiefs fans are. Isn't this topical? And I'm just like watching, you know, with my beer, you know, half baked, going boo. This could be funnier. I have SNL level, like, you know, like 90s SNL level hype. Like, come on, this skit sucked this week. What is this? Bradshaw's fubbing his lines. This is embarrassing. Oh my God. Help us out here, Gronk. Just do a Gronk. I mean, anything here. Help us out, Gronk. And he's just like, yeah, I think, I don't know. I think it's going to be a fun football day. Oh, God. At least I got Howie. And he's just smiling at everything. He just smiles at everything.
Someone else got a concussion just now.
I'm surrounded by morons and concussions.
And they get, I get paid for this.
Yeah, and I'm paid. Anyway, I think the Panthers are going to lose today. Well, what if they don't?
They should be lashed. Oh, my God. That would be... You want to get the... What is it? The commentator?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the show? It's like, if you lose... You get a lash.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Like, I would be watching sports quite a bit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, we'd all be watching. Like, you better get this right, Howie. He's like sweating. He's like, fucking. Okay. So I think the left guard's out. So I'm thinking they're, I'm taking the Falcons. No, I didn't fit it. No, Panthers. The Panthers. Howie, you got to make a pick. 3-2 Falcons. And they're like, the guy with the whip is holding up. He's like, okay, Howie, they're down 14 at halftime. How you feeling? He's like, guys, I don't know why we agreed to this. I don't know why we're letting the inmates run the asylum. Howie, looks like you actually got your same game parlay wrong. First half, you didn't hit the spread. So we mastered. Ah! Anyway, back to you, Tom, in the booth. Ah!
And we got Damn a special, it. You know, whipper, Skip Bayless.
Yeah. Say, oh, there you go.
You got it wrong more than anybody else. And he goes, how was I supposed to know that I would be given the lash?
Yeah, I love the idea of celebrities being the whipper. Like, every week they got a new celebrity, you know. All right, we're going to bring in Stephen A. Smith as our celebrity whipper. Let me tell you something. This isn't the first time I've had a whip in my
head. That's how I feel.
That's how. Let me tell you, I'm getting into politics now. I don't like that Trump.
And I like guys, Trump. Trump like speaks Trump. His mind. That's how I feel. I just saying. That's in my heart. Like, you fucking. Yeah. Fucking Christ. Like.
Now we're bringing in a special whipmaster, Jordan Peterson. Cracking the whip. Jordan, you want to?
How do I get into it?
I kind of just threw you into it.
How do I get into it? It's like,
two genders.
There's only two genders. And I was talking to Skip Bayless, and Skip Bayless said gender's fluid. And I said, you know, in Lord of the Rings, in the Shire, the hobbits, you know, when they lived in their little hobbit dens, and Strider protected them. And that's what the conservatives are. They protect the hobbits, and that's why I'm a conservative. You know, Shaquille O'Neal is a good friend of mine. This Shaq Diesel. I ran here. I ran. Jordan Peterson to call me, and I came. I'm the big hairstyle. This is coffee. How does Shaquille O'Neal get into it? Shaq Diesel. Big Aristotle.
Big Aristotle. I'm now a big sponsor of JCPenney.
I like to go to department stores and talk to people about what they're buying. And then I say, I'm going to buy it for you. I used to be a detective in Miami PD for like 3 years. I was a robbery detective.
He's out of breath.
He dies. I'm having a silent heart attack right now.
Yeah. Every day is a struggle for me. I don't make a big enough deal about it because I'm a big comedian, as everyone knows. But every day is a big health concern.
Oh, that was it.
Every day.
I want to talk about the Will Smith smack.
I want to talk about something topical. Yeah, I want to talk about something topical.
Yeah. I hear Will Smith.
I want to talk about the AI bubble.
I hear the AI bubble. I hear Will Smith trying to make a comeback, and he had an AI audience in everybody's office.
I heard Russia's robot fell down on its premiere. fell down
on its face. I heard Elon Musk has his own AI robot. And it's really bad, and it costs like $100 million. And
that's why China started on Shaq and a Fool.
that's why we're going to bring back the Genie movie in the '90s that I was in. I was a genie. It was really funny, actually.
And there was never a movie with Sinbad. That's one of those Mandela effect situations. I was in an actual movie. There's the movie with Sinbad. Sinbad was never in a movie. I don't know why everyone thinks Sinbad was in a movie. Shaq, why do you care? Because it matters. Facts matter.
Facts matter. Facts don't care about
your feelings. Facts don't matter. Facts don't care about your feelings. Once facts don't matter, words don't matter. Once words don't matter, we don't matter. Anyway, so if you guys tried Papa John's, the new big pepperoni.
Shaq-a-roni.
Supreme.
Shaq-a-roni
pizza's a slam dunk. Yes, JCPenney. Very funny.
It looks, the Shaq-a-roni pizza looks really good, but I don't think I could bring myself to like eat a pizza from Papa John's. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, well, you could.
If I was like, okay, that's the only thing to eat, but it's like, oh, where do I want to eat tonight? Okay, I want to eat pizza. Huh. Maybe I'll try Papa John's. Like, I don't think I
can. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'd have to be. It's like one of those things where it's the only thing open. You're hungry and you really want pizza. Yeah. For whatever reason, it's the only one open. And you're like, all right, whatever. Or you're, for whatever reason, at a Papa John's. You know, you're at like a, it's like one of those meet and greets you were doing, you know, speed dates. For some reason, it's at a Papa John's. And you're like, well, I'm here. Guess I'll get the shakaroni.
Yeah, I'd probably go shakaroni. Like,
yeah. And then, you know, you're talking to some girl, like, I'd go shakaroni on her.
That's a good, that's a solid one. Yeah. That's good. That's got to add to the list right there. Yeah. A shakaroni on her. I'd go Blue Diamond Phillips. I'd go pasta pomodoro on her. There we go.
I'll have that one.
Oh, well,
pasta
hey.
Pomodoro.
Pasta pomodoro.
Give her the Saxby Chambliss.
Saxby Chambliss.
Give her the old.
Yeah, give her the Strudel von Lieberwitz.
It's a good one. Anything with the more syllables, the better.
Yeah, I sent you something the other day. I remember, like, oh my god, I have to send this. What the hell was it?
You don't send stuff often.
You're right.
It must have been good. Oh,
willpower.
The Johnny Come Lately.
Johnny Come Lately.
I said more like Johnny Come Soon.
Yeah, right? Johnny Come. Yeah, more like Johnny Come in 3 minutes or less. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. More like Johnny Come within a Post Malone song. Am I right? Johnny Come within one Johnny Cash song. Yeah. Let's keep it within the Johnny realm. You'll get Ring of Fire, and you also will get a Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
STD, and it goes down, down, down. The STD, the chlamydia. The chlamydia. Is that like, can I get sued now for just doing that? Chlamydia. I don't know. I think the Johnny Cash STD song was kind of catchy. Cluck, 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 chlamydia. Cluck, 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 chlamydia. I mean, actually, if you think about it, that could be a really good name for an entertainment journalist organization. You know, like their name could be Cluck, 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 chlamydia. Cluck, 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 media. Like, that's their jingle, you know? Sung by Johnny Cash, a.k.a. his other stage name. Johnny Comes Sooner than a Cash song. I'm pretty sure the Cash family is going to sue me now, but yeah, whatever. Cash family, they can take me to court. And, you know, good thing on that is I am so out of tune, I can just say I was singing something else, you know? Yeah. No, you're ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I was actually singing Eminem. Well, the real Slim Shady, please stand up. Mom Spaghetti, don't give a fuck. I don't know why I like to do this. I know you guys are listening to this in probably your audio waves, but I like to do this little like shimmy thing with my elbows anytime I get into something. Anyway, it's a whole thing. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, and I'ma give it back. Believe that.
think I'm sick of talking to you.
Yeah, so. No, I've hit my cap too.